Hey, it's Megan and Sarah with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about making lunch packing easier and faster and just less of a drag. So my first tip is to keep a supply of healthy fillers on hand and make sure everyone knows they're for lunches only. So by fillers, I mean kind of the thing that's not the main, you know, it's not the main course, not the sandwich,
right.
But it's like the raisins or the granola bars. And I keep them in a special bin that is kind of up out of the reach of several of my younger kids. That way, people usually stay out of it, and it makes it really easy to grab and toss a couple in a lunchbox while I'm putting together a lunch.
I love that. And you can kind of do all of the unpackaging of that stuff at once when you get home from the store,
yep.
And then that part of it's done. I love
Big
that.
Big dumping session.
Yes. So my tip is don't be afraid of repetition. You know, we're told that we need to have a healthy, balanced lunch for our kids. My kids are really picky about the fruit or vegetable that goes into their lunch. I mean, kids are picky enough about this stuff as it is, but I found that sliced apples, for whatever reason, are a good one. And I don't beat myself up about the fact that may be their fruit 5 days a week for lunch. I think we can give ourselves a little bit of a break. There's plenty of other times throughout the day to go for variety, especially when it comes to fruits and veggies. But if, you know, texture or anything is an issue and they're not eating their healthy stuff, stick with the one thing they will eat and don't feel bad about putting that in there every single day.
As a kid who had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and an apple every single day for my entire elementary school career, I completely agree.
You survived.
I survived. So another tip that I have is to pack lunches when you're in the kitchen anyway. So instead of putting this off into like the last thing before bed when you're dragging and you just really want to watch TV, or first thing in the morning when you're tired, I always pack lunches in the afternoon when my kids get home from school because I'm already in the kitchen anyway. I'm starting to make dinner. I haven't done a big cleanup yet. It's really not a big deal to do one more thing. Plus the kids are around and they're awake and they're a lot more helpful at that time of the day than they are later in the night or first thing in the morning.
That is such a great tip. Okay, so this has been another Mom Minute from Sarah and Megan of The Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.
The Mom Minute is brought to you by the Express Lane Oil Change at Brookfield Dodge on Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor.